for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It took a 149-day work stoppage and 240 missed games for the NBA and its players union to come to terms on a new collective bargaining agreement. Was it worth it? Was it worth costing themselves the revenue playing those games would have generated? Was it worth it to take those games away from the workers who make their living at the arena and the businesses that depend on those dates? The product was lacking. The owners knew it. Commissioner David Stern's star-driven NBA was broken. The financial system made no sense. Most teams were losing money, and the free agency system funneled the best players to warm-weather tax havens or big-city traditional powers, New York, L.A., Boston, and Chicago. There was no way Milwaukee, Minnesota, Indiana, Memphis, OKC, Charlotte, Sacramento, even Denver, in the long run, could keep great players or compete for a title.
That's Talk Radio's Gene Muller commenting on the end of the NBA lockout and if it was really worth it for either side. Sports Talk Radio, the end of the NBA lockout, what's going on in the NFL, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here, welcome in. Talk Radio Countdown show overviewing the hot hits for the week ending Friday, the 2nd of December, determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Sports Talk and all of the things that go with it. Number 10, as I said. Number 9 on the countdown is the situation in the Middle East with Egypt and Iran. Here's host Jane Foy talking to CBS Middle East correspondent Edward Uranian about the elections in Egypt and the situation with the British embassy in Iran.
After the elections in Egypt, things kind of remained fairly calm, right?
Well, yes, I guess probably because those who were most in favor of elections, those who wanted this to go through, were the Muslim Brotherhood, and they're the ones that seem to be winning. So I think they have nothing to, no reason to be upset.
Oh, okay. And then how are people responding? I mean, how's the military, temporary military government responding? Everybody just kind of chilling out?
Well, I think that to Egyptians, the Muslim Brotherhood is not very scary, whereas it is to us, and so they're just taking it in stride. I've talked to many people who tell me they voted for the Muslim Brotherhood, and they seem to be perfectly fine with it. I'm not, but they are.
All right. We'll go back to that subject a little bit later. Quote-unquote students in Tehran overtook the British embassy, and now everybody's pulling out all of their ambassadors, et cetera, et cetera. What's your take on that?
Well, the Iranian parliament voted on Sunday to, quote, downgrade relations with Britain. Now, that would have had to have been directly from the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The parliament speaker, Ali Larijani, who was close to Khamenei, defended the move. And then we saw the storming of the British embassy the day after. So many Iranian commentators that I trust, that I've used in my Voice of America stories on Iran over the years, were saying that it was the Basij, which is the militia that's close to the government, the volunteer, they call them volunteers in Persian, Basij. But they were something like the students that took the American embassy back in 79. They're close to the regime, close to the religious leaders, and they're the ones that repressed the uprising, the popular uprising a couple years ago. So I think it's all orchestrated by the government, but there are reasons why they should be unhappy with the West. I think tensions are mounting. We've been hearing in recent weeks and recent months that the Israelis are saying that it's possible to hit Iran, but a direct frontal war, I think, is unlikely. I think what we're seeing right now is a series of strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities. We saw a rocket base that got hit back on the 12th of November. Satellite photos finally came out of it showing that the base was pretty much destroyed, at least very badly damaged. And then a couple days ago, we heard that there was an explosion in Isfahan.
Right.
The Iranians indicated that there was, then they denied it. And, of course, they never tell the truth on Iranian media anyway. And then we saw in the Times of London a couple days ago a report that that was the Iranian nuclear enrichment plant that was hit. So I haven't seen any fat photos of that, but the Times article indicates that it was that plant.
Next, American Airlines declares bankruptcy and Barney Frank quits. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamajamas. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamajamas? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show number 8 on the countdown, the bankruptcy filing by American Airlines. Talk host David Patterson here with legal analyst Mark Lopresti about the bankruptcy filing, and that there are actually only a few people who need to be concerned. Those people are the people who work for American.
Tell us more about American Airlines. This is really quite serious.
It's a very interesting story, and you've heard a lot on the news being discussed as to whether or not the planes will continue to fly and if people's tickets will be honored and frequent flyer miles will be honored. And we can safely say, certainly for the time being, that all of that's true. The airline received an interim order from the bankruptcy court yesterday to continue as they work through their Chapter 11 reorganization as what's called a debtor in possession. So it's business as usual for the time being. But the real story here, and the main reason why AMR, American Airlines, is seeking a Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization is, quite frankly, to renegotiate or get out of its contracts with its labor union. So this is really not a story about whether or not folks are going to be able to continue to fly American, but this is about jobs, both existing and the obligations to American Airlines over 10,000 retirees that rely on its pension plan.
This is an interesting situation now. I mean, obviously there are governments that are bloated because of pension costs, and of course the Chapter 9 filing of bankruptcy by Jefferson County, Alabama, the latest right after Central Falls, Rhode Island, and other bankruptcies allegedly on the way. So big corporations and governments are having this problem, but It doesn't seem a little manipulative to suddenly file a bankruptcy, in a sense, as leverage to try to renegotiate contracts with workers who have solid contracts?
It unfortunately does feel that way, and what's a little troubling to me is some of the statements that are being made by the American Airlines representatives, chief among them yesterday, saying, well, you know, this is an overall bankruptcy reorganization. We've made no decision currently on how we want to handle the pension obligations. That seems to me to be a little disingenuous.
Up to number seven on the countdown, the deadly NATO strike on Pakistan. Host Jim Scott with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about the involvement of the Taliban in this attack.
According to a preliminary U.S. military report, the Taliban, in a calculated maneuver, may have lured NATO forces into attacking the friendly Pakistani border. Do you have any details for us?
I sure do. The sequence of events on this particular attack, according to U.S. military records, said U.S.-Afghan Special Forces team requested backup after they came under fire from mortar and small arms by Taliban militants. And, of course, before responding, that team called the Pakistani army and asked, are there any troops in the area? And the Pakistanis said no.
They said no, okay.
They said no. So we called in the AC-130 gunship and, of course, the Apache helicopters, and we unfortunately killed 24 Pakistani soldiers, Jim.
Let's back up a second. If all that is true and they communicated properly, why would the Pakistanis say, no, we don't have anybody here?
Mistaken communication. That's sometimes the issue.
Yeah.
So we're looking at going back and reviewing how we coordinate some of those maneuvers that we have in those raids.
Okay, and once they started shooting, it wasn't like they just went boom, boom, boom. I mean, they went on for a long time.
That's right. They were pursuing those guys for several hours. And, of course, the Taliban went in the direction of one of those Pakistani outposts, and they fired back. And, of course, we think, according to this report, information I have, the Taliban did that on purpose to generate a friendly fire incident, and that, of course, junked the Pakistani-U.S. relations even further.
Number six on the countdown, the announcement from Congressman Frank that he plans to retire. Bill O'Reilly talked to Karl Rove about what his experience was like in Washington trying to work with Barney Frank.
So the guy who failed to provide oversight on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, he didn't cause it, but he didn't stop it. All right, all kinds of economic pain for all kinds of people is now saving America.
Yeah. Well, the Dodd-Frank bill, ironically enough, written by the two guys who stood in the gates against reform of Fannie and Freddie for years and years and years, Chris Dodd and Barney Frank. And this, look, they have a nice title for this consumer protection bill, but first of all, it's costly. Already, they've only promulgated 26 of the 140 rules that have to be promulgated under this 2,300-page bill. And already the first 26 rules are estimated to cost $1.26 billion.
Why did they cost so much money?
Because they add new rules and regulations regarding banks.
So then the bank passed those fees to the consumer.
Well, or they do things like, look, it is going to cost more for your services from the bank, and you're going to have fewer services. And some of the banks, Bank of America, has already announced that it's going to let go 30,000 people in order to reduce its cost
Have to watch the banks?
But look, it wasn't the banks that did this. It was Fannie and Freddie selling a paper of mortgages that shouldn't have been issued. And Barney Frank opposed that bill, finally voted for it in October of 2008, you know, 6 years, 7 years after he'd started opposing the bill.
Now, you were in the White House. Did you deal with Frank a lot? Did you guys have to deal with him?
Well, we had to deal with him some, particularly.
Is he nasty?
We used to send, the number two guy at the Treasury Department, Sam Bodman, would go up to Capitol Hill in 2002, 2003, 2004 to advocate for Fannie and Freddie reform, and Barney Frank would organize a greeting party for him. I mean, the poor guys would get knocked around, and there was Barney orchestrating it all. And look, he's a smart liberal, but he's also a very nasty person.
Yeah, he's pretty nasty. Yeah. I've known him for many, many years. I've never, ever seen him nice. Ever. Not one time. But, I mean, a lot of people have that with me.
Coming up, the Occupy Wall Street protesters are still at it. Congress is coming under the microscope for insider trading this week. Up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99. or a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number 5 on the countdown this week, the Occupy Wall Street movement or protesters. Here's host Greg Jarrett talking to Andrew Blankstein from the Los Angeles Times about the LAPD moving in to clear out some of the protesters.
What's the situation?
Well, I'm standing here on the south end of City Hall in the plaza here near the South Lawn. And there was a group of about 70 to 80 protesters that had linked arms, which was the last big group, have now been taken out and arrested. It was like kind of a huge circle of people. The last kind of stand here is in this makeshift treehouse that's been created amid these 4 palm trees. I'm kind of standing in this. There's officers, you know, hundreds of officers around. A lot of them are leaving now and breaking down. But this last group is kind of the last stand here. There's about 4 people left in this tree, and that's about it.
I understand the deputy city attorney and several religious leaders are there to try and make sure that everything goes peacefully. Has it been a peaceful evacuation by officers?
I've covered this department for a long, long time, and this is about as smooth an operation, given kind of what could have gone wrong, as I've seen. And I have covered protests where I've had foam batons fired at me, you know, amid a group of people that I was watching it, you know, at a university, you know, more than a decade ago. I mean, they came in very large numbers, formed pretty huge kind of circles around, not only blocking off the streets, but in the park itself, and then, you know, went about the business of kind of peacefully carting people out. And there was, you know, very minimal use of force. You know, there was a couple few people that resisted, but for the most part, that was dealt with. And, you know, I can't think of a large LAPD operation which, you know, could have, where a lot of things could have gone wrong like this, that didn't go wrong. It was very well planned and well executed from what I saw.
Number 4 item on the countdown is congressional insider trading that's been reported. Here's host Tom Rotin talking to Peter Schweitzer, whose book Throw Them All Out was the basis for a 60 Minutes investigation into congressional insider trading.
First, we'll talk to you about our own U.S. Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito, Republican out of the 2nd District here in West Virginia. I talk to her on a regular basis, and she adamantly, vehemently denies what you're saying about her here, apparently. But let me just read it here. It's on page 33 of your book. Representative Shelley Capito is a Republican from West Virginia who sits with Congressman Baucus on the House Financial Services Committee. She and her husband dumped between $100,000 and $250,000 in Citigroup stock the day after a briefing. Now, she says that, I can't remember exactly her excuse here, but she's adamantly denying what you're accusing her of.
Well, I've seen there's a letter that she has circulated around. It was not sent to me, but I've seen that. What she says is that she was not at that meeting, which I didn't say that she was. I'm simply pointing out in that section, and I point out elsewhere, I think it's a few paragraphs above or below, that she sits on the House Financial Services Committee with the chairman, Spencer Backus, and during the financial crisis, when they are getting these briefings from the Federal Reserve, when they're writing up the TARP bill to bail out the banks, that you have eight members of the House Financial Services Committee that are actively buying and selling bank stock, and that she had one of those transactions. That's the only mention of her in the book. In my mind, clearly, she seems to be protesting too much, because all I simply do is report the timing of a stock transaction that took place involving bank stock that she sold. I'm not saying that I know what her motivation is. I'm simply pointing out that it comes as a surprise to a lot of people that as our members of Congress are writing health care legislation, writing bank bailout bills, getting sensitive information, that they are actively and aggressively trading stock. And all the evidence points to the fact that members of Congress are pretty darn good as stock investors. I don't think it's because they're smarter than the rest of us. I think it's because they have access to a lot of information and they are free to trade on that information.
So Congressional Insider Trading number 4. Recapping Sports Talk Radio at number 10. Egypt and Iran going here, there, and everywhere, number 9. American Airlines bankruptcy, number 8. Number 7, the NATO strike on Pakistan. Barney Frank retirement, number 6. Number 5, the protest movements. Congressional Insider Trading, number 4. So that leaves us with numbers 3, 2, and 1, and they will be up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Everyone has heard about the powerful health benefits of eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. Science has confirmed the miraculous power of Mother Nature's ability to boost the immune system by over 700%, dramatically protecting and improving one's health through concentrated nutrition. But buying, storing, preparing, and eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day seems impossible. Balance of Nature is leading the nutrition revolution by solving this problem, providing an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different pure fruits and veggies every day, maintaining 99.9% of its nutritional value, all for about 17 cents per serving. Compare that to a buck at the market. Call 888-491-2217. That's 888-491-2217. Or go online at balanceofnature.com and use promo code HEALTH. balanceofnature.com.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior Water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Superior Water, you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour of review here, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And at number three, the sex abuse scandal at Penn State and Syracuse. Here's host John Mercure talking to attorney Jeff Anderson about his filing of the first civil suit against Jerry Sandusky and Penn State.
Tell us about the John Doe identified in this lawsuit and what he alleges happened to him at Penn State and involving Penn State personnel.
Well, on this courageous survivor's behalf, we filed a suit in Philadelphia today, naming the Second Mile and Penn State University and Jerry Sandusky. And really, his goal and our desire is to really put heat and light on the institutional failure that has now been revealed to him and to us, and that they chose to repeatedly protect the reputation and the image of Penn State and that charity at the great peril of him and many, many kids.
Your client accuses Sandusky of sexually abusing him more than 100 times over a four-year period, and also Sandusky threatened him?
Yes. Sandusky is a pretty effective groomer of many kids, and the grand jury revealed that, the report that was made. And in this instance, he began to groom and abuse this child at the age of 10 and for 4 years, and in one of the last acts when he began to resist, there not only was additional coercion by his authority, but there was a threat made to him that nobody would believe him, and a threat made against his family if he told, and he didn't. So he suffered in silence for years, as many survivors of abuse by authority figures do. And it takes them decades, oftentimes, to break the silence. And this survivor, as courageous as he is, now, I hadn't told a soul until recently, and suffered in silence until he saw that there were other kids, and until he saw there had been a cover-up at Penn State and by a Second Mile. And when he saw that, he realized he had to break the silence. And he's now lifted the burden of the secrecy, but he's also tormented by the fact that other kids followed him. And so the good news is he's getting help, and we have worked and will work with law enforcement. The bad news is many kids have suffered needlessly for way too long. So his goal is, and our goal is to shed light and heat on the institutional failure that is now revealed, and get to the bottom of it, and then for all of us to learn a hard lesson about what needs to be done.
Here are hosts Tom Dodato and Bill McEwen talking about whether the head coach ought to be fired at Syracuse University like Joe Paterno was.
Jim Boeheim, I don't know what to make of that press conference. Part of it, the assembled media spent applauding. I don't know that I have ever seen that before in my life, when he said he was just sticking up for a friend and all of a sudden applause broke out. That should never happen. Bill, I know Boeheim is that kind of guy that tends to be a little flippant, a little smug, but is supposed to be a generally good guy. I don't know him. But what do you think of the whole tone and temper of that press conference?
Well, I want to address what he said at the outset. And, you know, he didn't leave himself any wiggle room. He came to the defense of his longtime assistant coach, and he blamed the victims. I mean, he said they're looking for money. They're piggybacking on Penn State. Now he's saying, well, we'll have to find out what happened on my watch. And, you know, there have been people that have said that Jim Boeheim needs to resign. It's premature. I agree with what he said in regard. Let's see what the investigation turns up. But if these allegations turn out to be true, and you're talking about Syracuse ball boys being molested by the Syracuse assistant coach, the trusted right-hand man, Bernie Fine, very much like Jerry Sandusky. Yeah, Jim Boeheim has to go. It happened on his watch.
And we had talked previously, Mac, about what had gone on with the bus trips, and naturally they not only searched his home, but his office as well on campus. Fine, so we'll see what happens.
That leads us to number two, the situation financially in Europe and the aftermath of the failure of the Super Committee. That'll be up next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show rolls along.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
I just woke up and my car was stolen.
Are you in a safe location?
Yeah, my car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they push her car out to get to my car.
Do you have the stolen vehicle report number?
550.
If your car is stolen, new OnStar FMV can help locate it with GPS. And now you can get this protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Brook Court. It's stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have units going out there.
This is Keith.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police, you'll be contacting you shortly. Thanks so much.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are, but what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR, 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. Visit Best Buy or BestBuy.com this week and save $70 on a Kodak Hero 9.1 all-in-one printer. This week only at Best Buy. Valid through Saturday, December 3rd. Lowest ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
So let's sort of finish up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're up to number two, the Eurozone financial crisis, and that sort of, I guess, put together the super committee failure. Host Ray Appleton here with Jill Schlesinger from MarketWatch.com about the latest on Europe and the likelihood that the problems there will show up here.
What would the cure be to the failing
the
European
cure,
situation?
What has to happen, just so you know. What has to happen is that, forgetting about the central banks, the European countries have to come together, and they have to admit that they're going to have to bail out these weaker countries. It's tough luck. It's almost like, did you know that there was probably not one American who felt good about TARP, right, in the moment? It felt terrible. Wow, we got $700 billion to these big banks. But it had to happen to save the financial system, and I believe it was the right move. I don't believe that we got enough out of it from the taxpayer point of view, but I believe in that moment it was the right move. The European Union kind of has to do the same thing and say, wow, we can't afford it if all these European banks basically collapse on themselves. And from our perspective in the U.S., it wouldn't be good for us either. It really would be a bad situation to see the European system go down. The U.S. system would get locked up in that. And so what has to happen is the big, strong northern European countries are going to have to suck it up, guarantee the debt of the weaker countries, restructure all of that debt, and start over. That's what's going to have to happen. Because you know what? If you're a mechanic in Berlin,
yeah,
you're going to be really upset about it.
What would the action be if there were no EU?
It's so interesting. You know, there's a lot of people who've been talking about, you know, return to the drachma, return to the lira. The interesting thing is that normally in a country that isn't part of a big European Union, what would happen to Greece is that, you know, 2 years ago when they finally confessed their sins of like, uh-oh, I spent too much money and here's the actual credit card bill, mom and dad, that they would then look at their own currency and they'd devalue their currency. Okay, they take the drachma and they'd say, we're going to devalue it. And then their exports and things that are going on in Greece would actually cost less and people would flock there and there would be the sense that there's a good bargain there and you kind of help your economy gain ground by devaluing your local currency. The other thing that they would be able to do is they'd be able to just go broke. They'd be able to literally do kind of what Argentina did or Russia did years ago and say, okay, bondholders, we're done. We're just done. We're defaulting. Okay? Now, those actions would probably get them out of their own mess quicker than what's happening now. But because they're part of a common currency, they can't devalue their currency. And because big European banks have extended loans to places like Greece and Italy and Spain, the other European countries don't want to see those banks take big hits. So you see that everybody's sort of engaged in this kabuki theater of kind of propping things up because there's too much to lose for the bigger guys.
Host Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talked to ABC's Ann Compton about what Congress is going to do about the deficit now that the super committee has bungled it.
The big financial news, of course, is the payroll tax cuts, which is about to expire. The Republicans and Democrats are quarreling about it. And of course, Barack Obama wants to tax the wealthy to pay for it. Republicans are saying no new taxes. What's the latest on that development?
As you know, when all of us get paychecks each week, we pay our income tax withholding. We also pay a little bit into Social Security. For this past year, 2011, Congress and the President reduced the amount that we had to pay into Social Security, saying Social Security can wait for your money. You need the money now to help spending. And the President wants to make sure that come January 1st, just a month from today, that all of our paychecks don't take that Social Security money back out. In fact, he wants to make it deeper cuts in Social Security taxes or payroll taxes so that, again, Americans would have, an average family would have about $1,500 extra dollars to spend over the course of 2012. Now, late yesterday, the Republicans came out and said, well, we agree that Americans should have that money available to them. They cannot agree, still can't agree, on how to pay for it. The President says tax millionaires. Republicans say, no, don't tax anybody. Make deeper budget cuts, to which the White House has not yet responded.
It sounded like the President got a little bit more conciliatory toward John Boehner and Mitch McConnell about this kind of, about this particular issue, the payroll tax. When is it going to be brought up in Congress? I mean, obviously, I know they're on recess or close to it. When will that come back again?
Well, this it comes back very soon. They're working on it today and yesterday. Tomorrow, I believe, is when the Senate will actually vote. Here's the problem. The Democrats still control by a narrow margin the Senate, but nothing can move forward without 60 votes to break the filibuster. If the President wants his, and said yesterday that he wants his proposal for deepening the tax break on payroll taxes and paying for it by taxing incomes over $1 million, he wants an up or down vote on that. It's doubtful whether that would actually get the 60 votes needed. Republicans are going to have an alternative. We don't know that would get enough Democratic votes to get through. No matter what they do in the Senate, it would still have to go to the House. Look at the calendar. Welcome to December. There are very few shopping days left before Christmas. And this Congress, as you know, heads out of town for not only the holidays, but they wouldn't be back till January, by which time those tax rates would have gone back up. Unemployment would have run out for the long-term unemployed. And, of course, the government runs out of money because they've never passed a big budget for this year. So those are three actual priorities that Congress would have to deal with in just the next few days.
Host Joe Pags here with Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas about the super committee from his point of view and whether or not he, the congressman, thinks it really had a chance to begin with.
I want to start with the stupid committee. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The super committee. Now, I'm not calling the members of the committee stupid. I'm calling the idea of the committee stupid because I believe that President Obama purposely asked for this committee to be convened, knowing that it had no chance whatsoever of success. What are your thoughts about that committee even being convened?
Well, I don't disagree with you, Joe. I think that the Democrats did not want it to succeed for their own purposes, and therefore it was not going to succeed. It is disappointing, to tell you the truth, and I think the Republicans tried hard, but when the Democrats don't put forward any proposals and all they do is say you have to give us $1 billion in tax increases, it's a recipe for disaster, and that's exactly what happened.
I've had discussions with friends of mine. They happen to be in the financial field. I'm not a financial expert, but I had a back and forth with a friend of mine who works at one of these big firms that does all the trading and all that, and he was arguing with me that the suggestion from the super committee at the time of $200 to $300 billion in increased revenues was a tax increase. I saw that more of a tax base expansion, a la Ronald Reagan. I mean, if you're going to lower the actual tax rates, which is what was suggested, that's what Reagan did. But he said those who aren't paying anything should pay something. I mean, would that be okay, or is that also a tax increase?
I agree with you. When you expand the tax base or you close loopholes, that's not a tax increase. That's not changing the rates. I agree with you. And the Republicans actually wanted to reduce the rates, particularly, say, on the business tax, which is the highest in the world now. And that's why a lot of companies go overseas. So we needed to reduce that. Democrats wouldn't agree to that. By the way, give you an idea of where the Democrats are. Of course, the week after the committee failed, we had a vote on a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution on the House floor last week, and a great majority of Democrats voted against that, too. So their heart is not in trying to get to a balanced budget or cut spending.
Number one, the 2012 presidential race and all of its accoutrement, if you will, when we continue here on the Countdown.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, number one, the 2012 presidential race. CNN's Carol Costello with Ken Blackwell from the National Federation of Republican Assemblies. He thinks his friend Herman Cain ought to drop out.
I just want to make things clear for our viewers. You're friends with Herman Cain, but you support Rick Perry. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, I just want to read what you said earlier about Herman Cain, and this is a quote from you. You say, Herman is a friend. I pray that he will sacrifice his ambition for the family he loves. He should be humble, state his case, and exit the stage. High-character leaders are compelled by wisdom, integrity, and an operative conscience to sacrifice for others, in this case, his family. So you do believe Herman Cain should step aside now?
I think he should have a singular focus on the welfare of his family. I was encouraging when he said that he was going to step down off of the campaign stage and focus on his family and talk with Gloria and map out his course going forward. Look, Herman Cain has a lot to offer in terms of advancing policy reforms in this country, getting our economy growing again. The campaign stage is not the only stage from which he can advance those reforms. I also think that he has to understand that by traditional measures, whether that be campaign cash, campaign organization, or the forcefulness of his message, all of these things have been impacted by this tremendous distraction.
Do you think that some voters are more angry at the allegations that continue to come out against Herman Cain, or are they more angry about his inability to deal with those things effectively?
Oh, I think that there are a lot of folks who believe that the case, he deserves his day in the court of public opinion, that he should not admit guilt if there is no guilt, but that he must forcefully answer this on a sustained and clear basis. Right now, he is beset by conflicting messages from his campaign managers and advisors and himself. And so that's getting that clarity of message, consistency of message, and he can go out and make his case that these charges are not true. If, in fact, they are true, he has a lot of mending to do. And so I say let's get on with the care of his family and getting him back on a track where he can advance economic growth and tax reform.
Here's host Wayne Cabot talking to Robert Draper from the New York Times about the perception most people have that Mitt Romney is too bland and boring to get the support he needs to be nominated.
You summarize Mitt Romney as, and I quote, a socially awkward Mormon with squishy conservative credentials and a reported worth in the range of $190 million to $250 million who is betting that in 2012, recession-weary voters want a fixer, not a BFF. That goes against the conventional wisdom that a candidate ought to be somebody we can want to have a beer with.
I agree. I mean, that's what the Romney campaign is placing for this election cycle, Wayne, which is that this will be a one-issue campaign, and that issue being the economy, that the campaign is, in fact, a referendum on Obama's performance on that one issue, and that Romney's comparative expertise on that one issue is going to carry the day. But as you're referencing, the people don't pick presidents just because they're masters of a particular issue. If that were the case, then George W. Bush might well have been a one-term president, and John Kerry might have won in 2004. And what's ironic about that, by the way, is that two of the people who are in charge of the Romney campaign now, Stuart Stevens and Rush Schrieffer, were the ones who designed for George W. Bush's campaign the windsurfing ad about John Kerry. So they understand well that there's more to campaign than issues, but they believe that the economy is so dire now that simply casting Mitt Romney as a guy who understands business is going to carry the day against a president whose popularity is not what it ought to be.
Well, we know the Democrats are looking at Mitt Romney as the likely nominee on the Republican side. If Romney does get the Republican nomination, will it be on his merits or because he's not any of the other guys and gal?
That's well phrased, Wayne. And right now, up until just the last few days, the Romney campaign has largely been a risk-averse front-runners campaign in which they've been content to watch their opponents self-immolate one by one. Now, however, we have the emergence of Newt Gingrich, a man who is understandable. I mean, it's widely acknowledged that he's a flawed candidate in terms of his past marriages, in terms of his problems during the Clinton era. Nonetheless, he's surging and could be a formidable opponent to Romney.
The 2012 presidential race, most talked about topic on talk radio this week. And if we recap, going back to number 10, it's sports talk radio, the end of the NBA lockout. Egypt and Iran are number 9. American Airlines filing for bankruptcy, number 8. Number 7, the deadly NATO strike on Pakistan. Number 6, Barney Frank is retiring. Number 5, the protest movements around the country. Congressional insider trading, number 4. The sex abuse scandals at Penn State and Syracuse University, number 3. The Eurozone financial crisis and the aftermath of the super committee failure tied at 2. And the 2012 presidential election is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.